Okay, good morning and a good night, everybody. Today we're going to continue in Simon Shin Lamed Daled. We are holding at Si'if Yur Aleph, so this is page Kuf Ayin Vav Amud Beis. We're going to be doing Si'ifim Yur Aleph and Yud Beis. So says the Shulchan Aruch in Si'if Yur Aleph, we've been talking about saving things from a fire on Shabbos. So says the Shulchan Aruch, Yesh Omrim, Tukal Atzel Shomarnu, Nilchatzur Maves Mukum Rishos Rabim, Vigamin Amakurim, Tidamil Rishos Rabim. That some say that the whole dinim of Hatzalah that we're talking about is only if the place that you're saving it to resembles a Rishos Rabim. It's nearby Rishos Rabim. It does not have a roof over it. And that's why we're so limited in what we're allowed to save. But if you're just bringing it to your neighbor's apartment where you have an Erev in the building, then you can bring out whatever you want. You bring it to your neighbor's house in the community that has an Erev, then that's no problem at all. And even when we're talking about bringing it into a chatzer, it's only if it's somebody else's chatzer. You want to just bring the stuff out to your backyard? You want to bring it into your own chatzer? That's perfectly fine. You don't have any of these limitations. That's what Yesh Omrim. However, the Yesh Omrim she'en chilek. But then there's a second Yesh Omrim that there's no distinction. Whenever you're taking stuff out of your house for a burning, because there's a fire that might destroy it, we follow all of the rules that we've been saying until this point. Says the Mishnah Berurah Sivkat Chav Zayin, Avol Abayis Acher Ratzolomet Kivin Shu Makore Einu Dama Klal Rishus Rabim. That's why Gzeres Shami Yosi Rishus Rabim. That if there's a roof over it, then it doesn't even slightly resemble Rishus Rabim, and therefore there's no reason to make a Gzeira lest you come to carry it out to Rishus Rabim. But the Mishnah Berurah, wait a second. The reason for the Isser to carry things out of a burning building is not because of a gzeira of hotza'ah that you might carry it to Rishus Rabim, it's because of a gzeira you might put out the fires. So what difference does it make whether the place you're taking it out to looks like a Rishus Rabim or not? You still might put out the fire. So Sfir of the day are shown of this first opinion Shulchan Aruch holds, that it's a combination of the two. The primary chashash is that you're going to put out the fire, but they only made this gzeira that you're limited in what you can take out if it also comes with some risk of hotza'ah. So when the place does not at all resemble Rishus Rabim, there's zero risk of Hotzah. So even considering the risk that you might put out the fire, there are no limitations. Shein Tzricha Eruv, Ratzalom Rashein Badiyurin, a place that does not require an Eruv, meaning that there are no other people that live there. V'dami K'va Yisach, Shinofel Badaleika, Shemut Alotzi Mechaydu L'chaydu L'kulayam L'vlogazur B'zeb. So then carrying out to a place that doesn't have any other people living there is like carrying from one room in your house to another. If you think one room in your house isn't gets destroyed and the other one's not, of course you're allowed to move all the stuff from one room to another. So this should be no different than carrying to from one room in your house to another room in your house. Carrying to your own chatzer is like another room in your house. The Yeshom Shein Chilik. But then the second opinion holds that Ein Chilik, that it doesn't matter where you're carrying it out to, the same gzeira applies. You're only allowed to take 3 meals worth and all the limitations we've spoken about until now. So Svirulu, this opinion holds, Kivan datam shem yishkach v'yavol l'chabos, since the whole concern is not on account of hotza'ah, but on account of that you're going to come to put out the fire. So mali chatzah mali bayis, what difference does it make where you're taking the stuff to? Mali yam chatzah shu shal rabim o chatzah shalom, what difference does it make if it's a chatzah or a house, if it's your chatzah, if it's someone else's chatzah? Ul lemaisa kivan shemilsud rabban nefesh sheyesh lismach la'akel. Says Mishaburu, so which opinion do we paskin like? Well, the whole thing is only a drabanan to begin with, and therefore we could be somech on the first shita, which is the more makel shita, that when the place you're carrying to does not resemble Rishus HaRabim, then there are no limitations. Now see if you'd base kol kisvei hakodesh, any holy writings, Sifrei Tanakh, Matzila Le'idna Mipnei Adleika. Nowadays, we're allowed to save from a fire of a Koran Behem Afilu Ksuvim B'Kol Lashon, and we're allowed to read from them even if they're written in other languages. Meaning, normally Kisvei HaKodesh had dinim that that they could only be written in Lashon HaKodesh, and you're not allowed to read from Kisvei HaKodesh in other Lashonos. But once Eis Asos Hashem Eferos Orasecha, they realize they need to write down Torah Shebal Peh, and that Torah Shebichsav has to be made more accessible. So all of these things have kedusha right now. V'afilu ksuvim b'samu b'sikra, and even if they're not written with proper ink, they're written with sam and sikra pirushmini tzivonim, which is colored ink, colored font, and b'kol davar, or with any other type of ink. V'chein matbea brachos shetavu chachamim. And similarly, if you have like a siddur, something that has brachos inside of it that are written down, matzino something like mikol makom ator, for you're allowed to save from a fire, and you're allowed to save it from any place that is that is, unbecoming of it to be. Pirush makom megula vehefker, a place that's exposed and that's hefker, where it could get damaged. V'chein targum shaksavo ivri, kagon yagarsa hadusa, v'chad natim lahon. And lashonos of targum that we find in Tanakh that are written in ksav ivri, like the phrases yagarsa hadusa and kid natim lahon, v'ivri shaksavo targum, or ivri that's written in targum, ablashon acher, sha'osa ambekimbo, or any other language that people locally are familiar with, so that's considered to be something that has some level of holiness. V'chein sefer Torah sheyesh bo lelakit pehei osios mitoch teva shlemo sheyesh bo askara matzilinosa. And even if you have a sefer Torah, it's missing the large majority of its letters, but there are enough full words that the subtotal of all the full words together would equal 85 letters. Then you're allowed to save that that sefer Torah, or if it has a Shem Hashem anywhere in it. So let's see what all this is about in the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkat Alamin, Kol Kisvei Hakodesh, Hainu Tanakh Ugemara, the Kol Asvarim, V'Torah Shebichsav, Kodemus Latzil Torah Shebalpeh. So you're allowed to save any holy books, Tanakh, Gemara, any Svarim you have in your house. However, Torah Shebichsav comes before Torah Shebalpeh. V'afilu Torah Shebalpeh Mushalma Muskarim Lo V'Moyasil Torah Shebalpeh. It's Torah Shalim Baleim. Afilu Achi Torah Shebichsav Kodem. Now you might think, well, wait a second. If some of my Torah Shebalpeh Svarim are borrowed Svarim, and then by not saving it, I'm going to end up having to pay for it, maybe the Torah Shebal Peh Svarim should come before my own Torah Shebichsav Svarim? Says Mishmur, no. Torah Shebichsav comes first, even if that's going to come at some expense, even if it means that you're going to have to pay for the loss of the Torah Shebal Peh Svarim. V'atzalas hameis kodem l'svarim. Now, if there is a dead body that needs to be saved, so from being destroyed, that comes before any Svarim, even the Torah Shebichsav Svarim. So, matzilina idna, hadinakat b'loshon idna. Why is the Shulchan Aruch saying we save nowadays, as opposed to when? Mishum deratzal l'sayim afilu k'suvim b'kalashon. It's going on what he's what the Shulchan Aruch then says, that even if it's written in other languages. And what's the chiddush of that? What that means is, dine mitzara din Torah Shebichsav in kosun el ksav ashuris hu ksav shel sefer Torah b'lashon hakodesh. That on meikra din, really Torah Shebichsav is only allowed to be written in the font that we write sifrei Torah in, and only in lashon hakodesh. V'Torah Shebalpeh hanushas v'kol svarim asu lichtov el koronos balpeh. And Torah Shebalpeh you're not allowed to write at all. You only have to do balpeh meikra din v'im shina. And if you do differently of either of the, if you don't conform to either of these dinim, hey, in Torah Shebichsav Shekhsava Shalokadin Bichsava Obilashono, whether it be that you wrote Torah Shebichsav in some other language, other than some other font other than Ksav Ashuris, or some other language other than Lashona Kodesh, oh, in Kosav Shebalpeh, or if you wrote Torah Shebalpeh down at all, then in Korin Behem, you're really not allowed to read from such things. It's an Isser to read from such Svarim. Vigamin Matzilin Osam Beshavsin Edleika, and you're also not allowed to save them from a fire, dasul tatum klal, because you're not allowed to move them. You know they're never did a muktza. Avle idna, but nowadays the batzer libo, where our capacity, our mental capacity and spiritual capacity is not as great. Kinisma it hadas vazikaron, our intellectual capacity and our memory has diminished. Huta licht of Torah Shebalpeh kedeshlo yishtakhu. We are now allowed to write down Torah Shebalpeh so that it doesn't become forgotten. That's why we have libraries full of books of Torah Shebalpeh. Vegam bekol ksav lashon. And we're even allowed to write in other languages and in other fonts. V'gam Torah Shebichsav b'kol lashon b'kol ksav. And Torah Shebichsav, you're also allowed to write in other languages and other fonts. Kidei shivinu kolam es divrei Torah, so that people will understand the Torah. Ki ein hakol begin b'lashon hakodesh. Not everyone speaks lashon hakodesh. V'samchu kol zeh al madichsiv eis lasos Hashem heferu Torah secha. And this is based on the pasuk of eis lasos Hashem heferu Torah secha, that in times of great need we can undo some of the dinim in the Torah in order to preserve the Torah. And that's why you're allowed to read from them, and that's why you're allowed to save them from a fire on Shabbos. And what about our Svarim that Kutim have? It's not so clear that they require Geniza at all. We're only allowed to write things in other languages and other fonts because of Eis Lasos Hashem, because that's what we need to preserve our Masorah Masoras HaTorah. But Velahem Nihitir, who allowed the Kutim to produce such books? So meaning it could be there's a remnant of this old din of Torah Shebichsav that was written down improperly, or Torah Shebalpeh that was written down at all, that you're not allowed to use it at all, and that's if it wasn't written to preserve our holy Masorah. It was published by a publication society of non-believers or something like that. So that's Taka, a violation of the Ikar Adin, and maybe you're not allowed to read it, and you're not allowed to save it from a fire. People sometimes don't realize that when the publication is made by, even if it's a very they have valuable things in there that are that maybe make some sense, but if it's if the publication is made by people who are non-believers, by people who don't believe in the Ikarei Amuna, so then the whole heter of Esasel Sashem doesn't apply, and you're not allowed to read from it, and you're not allowed to save it from a fire. And even if it was written in some other ink, this is talking about when it's written in other languages. Now certainly, if you have Tanakh written in Lashon HaKodesh, you're not allowed to read from it in shul if it's not written in ink. Because when you're writing Tanakh in Lashon HaKodesh, K'sav HaShuris, it should be written in black ink. So granted, because of Esas Hashem, we allowed writing in other languages, we allowed writing in a way that people will understand, but why does the font color matter? So we have no heter to write it in a different font color. It's not so easy, it's not so hard to find a black ink. That's as far as reading from them. Meaning, you're not allowed to read from a Tanakh that's written B'Lashon HaKodesh B'Ksav HaShuris in red ink. You're not allowed to read from it, but to save it from a fire, that you have to do. To put it in Geniza rather than throw it out, that you have to do. V'chein matbea brachos, and similarly a book of brachos, shekol zahutar lichtov bizmanenu levarich l'espal albam, because we're allowed to write sidurim nowadays, and to say brachos from them, and daven from them, yishom eisas Hashem, because it's eisas Hashem, otherwise we won't daven. V'alkein memele tzarech latzilim b'nei adleika, and therefore you're allowed to, you have to save them from a fire. V'gam tunim Geniza b'chol, and on a weekday it would require Geniza, shloim menachem b'makom hefker, not to leave it out in a hefker spot. Like the phrase Yagarsa Hadusa that it says in the Torah, what the Shulchan Aruch is telling us over here is Shehishlim Be'ilu Atevus Hacheshbon Shal Pehei Osios Ukedil Kamei. Ta'aleilu Atevus Bavarin Tzarech Lassim Ne'edleka Afil Lo Etikom Livri. That we're saying that if you're counting up, do you have 85 letters remaining in this Sefer Torah that would warrant saving it from a fire, the phrase Yagarsa Hadusa will count toward those 85 letters. Shosam Bekiyimbo. So he said, any language that people are familiar with, but let's say I just want to write a Sefer Kodesh, but I want to write it in Swahili, and no one here speaks Swahili, no one around me, no one in the neighborhood, so it's not useful to anybody at all. So then you're not allowed to write it, and you're not allowed to save it from a fire, because we have to remember the whole heter to do any of this is only on account of Esas El Sashem, the canal. The Ran writes in the name of the Ravid, even writing in other languages is only mutter if people don't know Lashon HaKodesh. But if people are familiar with Lashon HaKodesh, then you're not allowed to just write in other languages. Pehei Osios, we said a Sefer Torah that still has 85 letters of complete words may be saved. Where do we get the number 85 letters? Ktsas Kedusha Sefer Torah. 85 letters at least has a partial Kedusha of a Sefer Torah. Mishum Shekeinim Sa Parsha Vayibin Soa. Because that Parsha Vayibin Soa that's surrounded by the Nunim Afuchim is exactly 85 letters. And it has a din in a certain sense of its own Sefer. So therefore we see 85 letters makes up a Sefer Torah. But it has to be 85 letters that are part of full words. Shlemos. Ratzolomer Shenimcha Kol HaSefer. It means the whole Sefer was erased. V'nishar Rak Teva Acha Shlema Kan V'Teva Kan. And there there's a word here and a word there that's intact. Where you tally them all up and it's 85 letters worth of words. But if you don't have any full words, you just have random letters, then it doesn't help even if there are 85 letters. But all of this is only as far as it comes to saving it from a fire. But if an entire Sefer Torah gets erased, and even if it just has a couple of letters left, then you have to, you're still going to have to put it in Geniza. So to review what we learned today, and see if Yod Aleph, we said that there are two opinions, whether all of the restrictions and limitations of saving things from a fire, does that apply even when you're bringing it to an area that does not at all resemble a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, or it only applies when you bring it to an area that somewhat resembles a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim? So the first opinion was Mekil, the second opinion was Machmir. The reason for the opinion that was Machmir is very straightforward. The Gezerah is not about whether, is not about Hutzah. It's about that you might come to extinguish a fire, and therefore you'll have the same risk regardless of where you're bringing it to. Whereas the opinion that's Mekel says that it's the Gezerah was on account that you might extinguish the fire and that it looks a little like Hotza'ah. But if it doesn't look at all like Hotza'ah, then there is no such Gezerah in place. And Lemaisa Mishabura said we could be Mekel. And then in Sifyud Beis we said that Meikra Din, you're not allowed to write down Torah Shebal Peh at all. And even Torah Shebichsav, you're only let her write in Lashon HaKodesh and Ksav Ashuris and with Dio. So, but because of Esas Hashem, Eferes Orasecha, we're Mekel on all these dinim, and therefore, not only are you allowed to write them, you're allowed to read from them, and not only are you allowed to read from them, you're allowed to save them from fire on Shabbos, and not only are you allowed to save them from fire on Shabbos, but if they go bad, you put them in Geniza, you can't just throw them out. But since it's all on account of Esas Hashem, Eferes Orasecha, there are a few caveats. If you wrote it in red ink, Kisvei HaKodesh in Hebrew and Ksav Ashuris in red ink, that is not acceptable. You should not do that. There's no Esas Hashem on that. If an Apikoros wrote it, you're not allowed to read such a thing. You're not allowed to. We go back to the original Esas Hashem. If no one understands the language that you wrote it in, well, that's not an Esas Hashem. So in any case where you don't have the Esas Hashem, then many of the old dinim would return. And then we said that if a Sefer Torah at least has 85 letters from full words, you're allowed to save it from a burning building, and we get 85 letters from the Parsha of Ayyi ben Sova. If it's 85 scattered letters, then you're not allowed to save it from a burning building on Shabbos, but it still would require Geniza. Okay, but Hashem, next time we will pick up with Se'ifim, Yod Gimel, Yod Dalet, and Tes Vav. So I guess I'm not sure when that's going to be, either later today or tomorrow. Everyone have a wonderful day. Thank you so much for joining me, especially on short notice.